Hi, this is Ruben.
Yes, sir.
Hey, sorry about all the phone tag. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
All right, so let's kind of go over this information. So do you have your OnDeck loan, what you borrowed from them?
Yeah, let me go back to that. Hold on. Say. Give me just a minute. Okay. Okay, what is it that you need from, what's the info you need?
So what is the amount of money you did with OnDeck last time? I know they did a renewal, but what, you keep one loan at a time. So what is the total loan amount?
The total loan, hold on. Okay. That was $33,948.80.
I'm sorry, how much?
$948.80.
Did you say 39 or 59?
No, 33.
Three. Yes. Okay.
$948.18.
That's the loan amount?
That's with the interest.
Okay, no, but what's the total loan amount?
Okay, the total loan amount. Hold on. Okay. That's it. I mean, because if I add what I have paid and the outstanding balance, that's what it gives me.
Okay, but when you did a loan with them a few months ago, like the first page of your loan docs, what was the total loan amount? Because I know some goes to pay off your current loan and you get the remaining 33. But what was the total loan amount?
I kept like 15, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so the total loan amount was like 48,000?
No, by any means. No. Way less than that.
So you got, when you did the renewal with them, how much went to you and how much went to pay off the old loan?
Okay, pay down. I can check that on my checking account.
No, it wouldn't be in your checking account. It would be on your documents they sent you.
Oh, documents. I got it right here. Okay. So, term loan statement, term loan contract. Okay, I think it's under contract, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it's $27,600.
Okay. That's the loan amount?
That is the loan amount.
All right. What's your daily payment?
$179.62.
$179.62. And what's the loan payback?
The loan payback.
Yeah, or repayment. It's also called.
Yeah. Total repayment amount.
Yep.
$33,948.18.
All right. And how many months was it? Was it 9 months?
9 months.
Okay.
189 payments.
Okay.
I got it all here.
Gotcha. Let me just read those numbers back to you. I've got $33,948, and the amount borrowed was $27,600. Is that correct?
That is correct. I can give you even the total what they call the total interest expense.
Yeah, what is that?
$6,348.18.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. So basically what you got from OnDeck, these loans are all about, they call them cents on the dollar loans. So you're borrowing a dollar, and over a certain time frame, in this case 9 months, you're paying 23 cents on each dollar. Okay. So So what I want to do is I want to kind of figure out a few ways we can help you out here. So the first question I have is, have you figured out what saw you want from Penny and if you're going to need a phase converter?
I am going to need the converter because I don't see it anywhere here.
Okay. And you need to go from three phase to one phase, correct?
From phase to three phase.
Say that again?
From one.
You need to go from one to three phase, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Okay. So, do you have Penny's email?
Penny@marblesources.com.
Correct. So, what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to send him an email and copy me and ask him for an invoice and also include the phase converter so he can send it over to me.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay, so it's the Maya 625. Maya 625. Okay. Alright. So I'm going to ask him. Can you please send me an invoice? On the Maya on one. And your email address is Ruben?
No, it's R. Gold.
R. Gold.
R. Goldstein. Tell me if it comes up.
It comes out. Let me see. Check me if you got it. Hold on. What's the thing? Okay.
Okay, give me a second. Okay, perfect. So, so the total cost should be around 46 and change, I think, correct?
Based on this, yeah, somewhere around there.
Okay, so here's what I have for your approval. I wanted to walk you through it on the saw. And then just, you know, what I'd anticipate is this. So, like I said, we specialize in the stone industry. That's really what we do. And I want to see if I can help you out. Number one, get the equipment, but help you out on a few multiple ideas. So here's my thought process. You're running about $80,000 a month. And I think it's all about solving both issues, not just one. So here's my thought process. The first thing is we have an approval for you, the saw, what I have right now. The approval, one of the questions my funding department asked, and just so you know, equipment loans are a little different than working capital loans. They're actually quite different, and here's the major difference. With an equipment loan, it's a much longer relationship and a much longer time to pay back. We also are doing it over a longer period of time. So it's a much more credit-driven product than a working capital loan. A working capital loan tends to it's not like they'll lend money to people that don't pay any bills, but working capital loans tend to be much more cash flow oriented. They're really underwriting the bank account, not necessarily the business and the credit. Does that make sense?
That is correct. Yes, I understand that.
So there's a few ways I think I can help you out, and I want to go over it. So the first, and I like to be very honest and transparent with my customers because, just like Penny, we work with people for years on end. So the first thing is this. On the equipment side of things, I have an approval for you. One of the concerns my credit department had was they look at something called comparable debt, and they want to see, hey, has this business or this person financed anything recently? You don't have a lot of personal credit, nor does the business, but that's not unheard of with the stone industry. So what they want on the approval is they want a down payment from you. And what they were looking for, they gave you an approval, which to me, I'm working on getting a longer term. They gave an approval for 36 months, so 3 years, with instead of a down payment, what they want is 20% as your first payment. So that means if you finance $43,000, you're putting a check for $8,600 to it signing, which covers your first payment. I think that's a little steep, and I like to push a little more back on my credit department. So without risking your approval, I've already gone back to them, and I said, hey, look, if this guy's going to have to put this much money down, let's do a longer term. So I'm waiting to hear back on that. I expect to hear back in a couple of hours, if not first thing tomorrow morning. Once I have those final numbers, I'll call you to go over them, and hopefully we can get your saw ordered. Regarding the working capital, I want to give you my thoughts and get some feedback from you on this new project. So right now, it sounds like your business is pretty much growing. You're doing, you know, $80,000 in the month of May. You're doing $60,000 in the month of April. You got $70,000 the month of March. You got, you know, and you got $40,000 the month before that. So what I see here is really a growing business. And here's my thought process. There's two ways that I could help you out, and I want to give you both options and kind of take your temperature. Many customers, and I think one of the things that I see in this industry is I see a lot of what I refer to as chasing, where a customer is often they're trying to go from this loan to that loan, and they kind of, it's not an accusation, they just kind of lose focus of the big picture because so many people are throwing numbers at them. In a perfect world, how much money would you be looking for?
In a perfect world, and we're just talking, so.
just in terms of cash, correct, in a perfect world.
Oh, cash.
Yeah, not equipment, cash.
I would say 30 to 50. I mean, the way I do it is this. I mean, correct, I try to do it as tight as you can get, you know?
As what?
I try to do it, at least, is I try to be as tight with my costs and everything.
Okay.
I know I'm growing, but it's, sometimes it's really, really stressful to grow without cash.
Okay.
But, you know, I've been doing it, so.
Okay.
I'm kind of used to it. But in a perfect world, between 30 and 50.
Okay.
Why? Because two reasons why. Because when you have cash, obviously it gives you an advantage to buy your raw materials for less money.
Where do you buy your raw materials from right now?
Here in town.
Okay, you don't go from, like, to Brazil or China or anything like that?
Not direct. No. Not direct.
Not yet.
Not yet, at least. Not yet. Okay. But I've been getting very good deals.
Okay.
Very good deals. Because what I do, every little cash that I have, boom, I buy 1, 2, 3 bundles of material.
Okay.
So, because that's money in the bank. That's really cash. Once you sell the job, that is going to turn into cash. That's what I've been doing. And it's been working out quite well.
Okay.
And the other thing that I take care of very seriously is to have the money for wages. Because, I mean, without people, you are nothing.
Correct.
So, and I have no turnover because of that. Every freaking Saturday, I pay my people.
Okay.
Period. Even though many times I go home without a
single penny, but my people...
You can't... The customers I work with, and I've worked with the stone industry a long time, and what they tell me is you cannot screw around with labor. If you screw around and you bounce payroll checks, it's done. It's game over.
That is correct. That is correct. That is
Yeah,
plus, if you pay well, on time, and well, you get the best people around.
Yep.
That's how I do it, and I think that's how it works.
Okay.
I suppose everybody else does it the same way. I don't know.
I think the smart people always take care of their workers first.
You're right there. That's rule number one. That's a sacred thing. People come first.
Correct.
So that's my thing.
Okay. Do you mind if I give you kind of my thoughts?
Go ahead. I mean, that's always... Go ahead.
Okay. And when you've done two loans with OnDeck, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And was your first loan a similar amount or a smaller amount?
No, it's smaller. I mean, I was kind of scared to get to... I mean, I didn't know the company.
Okay.
So I was kind of afraid a little bit.
Okay. Here's my thought, and I think this is what my experience is with working with a lot of customers. So there is a huge. I think that your numbers are correct. I think that something in the range of initial 30 to additional 50 grand will help you. But I think what you need is, and I think what you need potentially is a longer term. You need something reasonable. A lot of customers, like I just spoke with a customer, and they're on a 12-month term, and they've got a pretty big business, and they're like, "Well, can I do 2 years? And how would I pay off my loan to get another loan?" I'm like, "Look, just be reasonable. Here's what my opinion would be on your business. You don't need a 5-year term, but you don't need a 9-month term. You probably need something in the range of about 12 to 16 months." For more capital. And the reason is that if you do that, what you're going to do is you're going to take a little more control of the business. Because when you talk about a short-term loan, once you're 4.5 months in, you have to start thinking, or once you're 3 months in, I mean, if you do a loan over 9 months, once you're 3 months in, you're getting contacted for renewals. People are saying, "Hey, do you want more money?"
Oh, of course. I mean, they call me all the time.
Correct. And I think there's kind of like a mental aspect, and so I think with your business, what's probably more appropriate, and this is just my feeling, is something that's a little longer. Because if you talk about, say, a 9-month loan versus a 14-month loan, or even a 12-month loan, that doesn't seem much longer, but that's 33% longer. Not, you know, one third of 9 months is 3 months. If you talk about a 9-month loan versus a 16 or 18-month loan, it's twice as long. And I think what would happen is if you get a, not five times as much money, but a loan amount in the range of about an additional 30 to 50 grand, so a probably loan amount total that's going to be outstanding of somewhere in the range of 50 to 80 grand, it will potentially give you a little more control of the situation, so you can actually have a little more breathing room, but you're not having to think about renewing so quickly. I think it's all about being reasonable right now, as opposed to looking at it in like a hot or cold. And so what I'd like to do is, I'm going to work on your file, and see if I can offer you an approval once I figure out the whole SAW issue, because that's approved. I just need to go longer. But once I want to offer you a working capital loan, my goal is tomorrow to present you terms that I think you can get approved for, which will probably be something in the range of 12 to 16 months with more capital, but on, quite frankly, I think better terms and a little more kind of putting you in control. And that's my general idea.
That's good. I'm with you. I mean, that's really appreciated. I mean,
absolutely. So
that's what, here, that's the reason I didn't want to get more money with OnDeck, because they
say that again. You cut up.
I said no. I don't want too much money. The time is so short.
Can you hear? Can you hear? I'm sorry, I just couldn't hear you. Did you say you didn't want to go with On Deck because the term is so short?
Well, they when I renewed this last time, they wanted to give me like $50,000.
Yeah.
And I said, no. That's too much because still it's 9 months.
Yeah.
That's going to put that pressure on me like you have no idea.
Correct. So the issue here is that these loans, and I think you're hitting the nail on the head. I actually have a friend who works at On Deck. He's a pretty high up guy, but and I actually know On Deck. I know quite a few people that work there. I have a friend that's been there for like 6 or 7 years. But I think what On Deck is known for, there's nothing wrong with this, is they give people a lot of money. But I think you're hitting the nail on the head. $50,000 over 9 months, it's just too much short-term money. $50,000 over 14 months, that's a completely different avenue. But I think you're hitting on the nail on the head. You can't be paying, you know, with utmost respect, you can't be paying $5,500 a month in, for working capital. It's just too much.
Yeah, because, I mean, really...
Oh, I'm sorry. If they gave you $50,000 over 9 months, I'm sorry, you're paying like $6,000 or $7,000 a month. It's too much. You can't be servicing $7,000 a month. It's just too much. So I think what you need is like something that's reasonable. Since I don't have this fully approved for the capital and I want to present everything to you at once, would you mind if I circle back with you around 10 a.m. tomorrow morning to go over everything and also once I get the invoice from Penny?
That is perfect. No problem.
Thanks a ton.
All right.
Talk to you soon tomorrow, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.